Neptune that doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got.
Walt Neptune, Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You ever have one of those time periods where you feel like you just want a Krispy Kreme donut? I want like a dozen of them right now.
Oh, yeah. They still have those ones.
They still have the strawberry cream banana pudding?
Well, let me look. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it goes July. We're still in July.
You better check
let
that.
Me look.
Yeah,
let
check,
me look.
Check
let
that.
Look. You talk. And
you,
I'll look.
You know, they did have them now, and they were incredible. I can tell you about them because I had them. The strawberry and cream donut. The strawberry and cream donut had cream and strawberry jam filling, and then was topped with a strawberry frosting. And then the banana pudding donut was, well, what you'd think the banana pudding donut would be. And this is at Krispy Kreme Anderson Spartanburg. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible. What?
They're through the 22nd, which is like Sunday.
Okay, so if you want them, you need to get to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme now. Through the next couple days. Do it. You'll thank me later. While you're there, get some New York cheesecake donuts, New York super cheesecake donuts. You will thank me later. Get some of those. Get some of the hot original glaze. Three times a day, they come fresh off the press. If you had a Krispy Kreme original glaze donut fresh off the press, if you haven't, the lighted sign out front in Anderson Spartanburg will alert you to when they're ready. And then finally, all your fundraising needs, what better way to raise money than through Krispy Kreme? I mean, are you kidding me? Think about your church group, your youth group, any good cause. Call the Reese family, Anderson Spartanburg. Tell them you're interested in fundraising and that I sent you, and they will hook you up. I promise you. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Michael Beasley's joined the Lakers. It's going to be an interesting group they have there. We'll talk more about that in time. We're going through one key question for every ACC team. Still to come today, we have Team 36 in the Road Rage Countdown. I still have more I want to get to from Dabo Sweeney's golf outing. That's how insanely busy it's been. You want to get into those 654-7627. Let me get back to the Northland Communication phone lines. And I'm sorry, everyone, that's just Clemson on line one?
Oh, sorry. That's Clemson Dad.
Oh, Clemson Dad, then Tiger Greg. All right. Clemson Dad, how are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
All right, man. It's kind of funny. You were talking to Ed earlier about, and he brought up motorsports people. And I sent a text, and it says, speaking of NASCAR, how about Alan Kulwicki? But I thought it was sending your text line. I sent it to my daughter. And she sends me this big question mark, like, what are you talking about? But anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. I texted the wrong person. You talked
about
that.
We get that every once in a while. We'll get texts that say, like, honey, can you pick up this at the store or something? We'll get those every once in a while.
Yeah, I had a couple going. I just posted it in the wrong text. But anyway, you talked about the Open today.
Hey, wait, I've got to tell you one more thing. Texter writes, Ramona, drove from Greenwood to get a dozen of the banana pudding donuts. They even taste awesome after sitting in the fridge for 3 days.
Oh!
That's what we're talking about.
Wow.
All right. Sorry there, Clemson Dad.
All right. I got to try those. They sound good. I love banana pudding.
All right. So now what on the Open?
I'm going to give you my update on the Open.
Yeah. Ramona's going to give us the leaderboard. In fact, Ramona, why don't you do that? You know, I think what's interesting to me, I'll tell you what's interesting after Ramona gives the update.
Okay, in the lead is Zach Johnson. He's under six. Kevin Kisner, under six. Tommy Fleetwood, under five. Pat Perez, under five. Xander, I don't know what that is, Schofield?
Did you know that Tommy
under
Fleetwood?
Under five.
Did you know, Ramona, that Tommy Fleetwood guy is the same guy from Fleetwood Mac?
He's not. Okay, and McElroy is under four. Eric Van Ruyen is under four. Matt Kuchar is under four. Tony Finau is under four. Xander Lombard under four. Kevin Chappell under three. Jordan Spieth under three, Ricky Fowler under three, and do you want me to keep going?
No, you can stop. You know, as I scroll down here a little, I get to Kyle Stanley, Clemson product at tied for 18th, minus one. So Kyle Stanley thus far having a great British Open. I think what's really interesting about the Open is that, A, there are so many American players at the top of the leaderboard, and there are so many big names. You have Zach Johnson. Right. You have Rory McIlroy, who's at minus four. Kuchar's a fairly big name at minus four, although he never wins. Jordan Spieth is minus three. Ricky Fowler, who's still looking for his first major. And, you know, listen, I never made a prediction here. I was late with it. I forgot to do it because we were so involved in football before the thing started. Once it starts, you know, even when I came on Thursday afternoon, I didn't want to make a pick because we were already underway. But had I picked somebody, I would have picked Ricky Fowler. And I know that sort of defies logic, and he's not winning. So I can say that now, and, you know, it's not like I'm making it up. If I was going to say, I was going to take Zach Johnson. No, I was going to take Ricky Fowler because Fowler had gone over there and spent some time on the course, and I think he had some familiarity with it, and he almost felt like maybe it was his time, and maybe it will be. But regardless, I think that there are a lot of big names at the top of the board.
Right. I was going to tell you my picks Wednesday. I think we talked Wednesday afternoon, but we ran out of time. I did text him in on the text line. My three picks were Fleetwood, Koepka, and DJ.
How about that?
And DJ's gone.
Yeah, he's plus six.
I was worried
yeah.
after the first day with Fleetwood, and he today he shot six under, so he's at five under. So
well,
he did a lot better today.
You may hit it. You may hit it, but yeah. at least there are some.
Well, he's got the course record there. Yeah. You know?
And obviously there's some big names who got knocked out too, but we have some big names at the top of the board, and we have a lot of Americans. So.
And Koepka's battled back. I mean, he was plus five on the front on Thursday and then turned it around the last few holes. So.
What is he at? I don't even see him. What's he at?
He's minus two.
Oh, here he is. Minus he? One. He's
no,
minus
he's
one.
Minus two today. Minus one overall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All and right. then, like I said, DJ's gone. I was going to just touch on Andrew Luck. You can tell me what you think off yeah. the air. I read that article. You said you hadn't read it.
But yeah.
It says he's the first string to be taking the first starting team reps on the first practice Thursday. Then it goes on to say Luck will not throw every day during training camp. That kind of makes me wonder, Walt. You can give me your take on that.
Okay, thank you, Dad. Yeah, Luck will not throw every day during training camp. I'm not sure. I thought that an NFL quarterback had to throw. You know, listen. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm missing it. I've been saying this forever. I see no sign that this guy's ready to play football. None. I just don't. He doesn't throw regulation football. He's not going to throw every day during training. He's a full go. That's what the headline says. He's a full go, but he's not going to throw every day during training camp.
How's that a full go?
Yeah, well, you know, when the regular season starts, is he only going to throw on first down?
Yeah, I mean, what?
I mean, is there going to be like a designated down in which Andrew Luck will throw during the regular season? You know, again...
Why can't they cut him or fire him?
Oh, no, they're not going to do that. They're paying him $150 million.
Oh, that's right. He has, like, guaranteed $90
million. Well, yeah, he's $90 million in guaranteed money. And plus, they need him. I mean...
Yeah, but they're not... They need him, but he's not playing.
Well, again, you know... No one's saying any of this stuff, which is astonishing to me. We're the only people I've heard say this, but listen... He allegedly reinvented his throwing motion to take less stress off his shoulder. Okay, these are the problems, right? These are the problems. He's allegedly in practice, I don't even know what the hell we're talking about. In the practice where he can't throw, right? You know, none of this even makes sense when you actually say it out loud. How can a guy, he's allegedly reinvented his throwing motion to take stress off his throwing shoulder. How would we know that given that he hasn't thrown? I mean, how would we know that that any of that has happened. Furthermore, what makes you think that when he really gets back to live action, that he won't revert to muscle memory, which is what he knows, which is the only motion he's ever thrown with? What makes you think that when he actually gets in live situation, that he won't revert back to that? Furthermore, it's a long way from, you know, lobbing 12-yard throws to throwing 60-yard spirals down the field, which he needs to do. And then he needs to regain the velocity. Once he proves that he can throw, he needs to prove he can regain the velocity. And then once all of that is proven, then he needs to prove he can take a hit on it.
That's what I was going to say. The first thing that's going to happen is somebody's going to hit him right in that shoulder, right, and that's going to be the
end of it. Right, and there's no way. See, you can tell me anything you want. You believe in whatever fairy tales. It's America. Believe in whatever you want. But there's no way that a single person from that organization could look you in the face and say, oh, I know all those things are going to happen, because there's no way to know. You have no way to know. How can you know whether he can take a hit, since he hasn't been hit in like 600 days?
Do they, in practice, so he's not throwing, okay? Well, in practice, is he out there? I mean, do they pretend to hit him? Or, I mean, how do you practice for being hit?
Well, you don't. And no one's touching him. Trust me. No one's touching him now. So, we'll see. I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced.
How do you get your shoulder back to where it can take a hit? How do you do that?
I can't answer that. He hasn't been able to lob a football.
Well, then he can't take a hit.
But the guy has not been able to lob to do anything more than lob a football for like a year and a half. So now you're going to tell me not only is he good to go, he can make all the throws with the previous velocity he had, he can rediscover, he can use his new throwing motion and prevent further injury to his shoulder, and he can take a hit on that shoulder? There's no evidence of any of that. None. I'm sorry. Just fantasy talk. None. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Walt? Just wanted you to know I was on my way home from Joe's New York Pizza. I had decided to try the meatball sliders, and oh, my God.
Now I'm starving, Greg. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks for nothing, Greg.
Hey, all I can say is, oh, my God.
I appreciate that, Greg. I was telling the guy,
he said, so you went on Walt's word on the meatball slider. I said, listen, Walt knows two things. Walt knows sports and Walt knows food.
That's right.
He's never given me a bad recommendation on either one. I said, now, he told me my team sucked when I didn't want him to tell me my team sucked. But he was right, and I knew it, but I still didn't want to hear it. But I said, you know what? I said, he knows food, and they even let me try one, to be honest.
I want those meatball sliders right now. It's funny because I
just got it from my entree. I saw how big it was. I was like, I can't eat nothing else after that.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
But anyway, just wanted to put a plug in for it. I mean, you bet on it.
Thank you, Greg.
Some of the best food I've ever put in my mouth. Have a good show.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate that. That's what we're talking about. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's is just an incredible jewelry store. It's privately owned. It's not a chain. Mark Turner and his family cater to your every need. They don't care whether you want to buy a $50 piece of jewelry or a $100,000 piece of jewelry or a $500,000 piece. They're going to treat you the same regardless. And they have something for everybody in every price range. If you're getting ready to pop the question and you're looking for that special diamond, you have to get to Turner's Jewelers. They have the largest selection of diamonds in the upstate, more than all the other jewelry stores combined. And they have them in stock, every size, every price range. So there is something for absolutely everybody. That's Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center. They also have a Pandora store within the store. It's remarkable. It's run by two corporately trained Pandora experts, two ladies who know the line inside and out. Pandora is the hottest thing in jewelry. It's not just the charms and slides anymore. Now it's the rings and the earrings and the necklaces and the bracelets. Pandora has expanded and is ever expanding, and it continues to be the most popular thing in jewelry. And obviously the The feature is still the slides, the modern day charm bracelet, where the charms represent the mementos or significant moments in your life. That's Pandora. That's Turner's Jewelers. Watches, you want a manly watch, you can find it at Turner's. Pearls, gemstones, they have it all. They also have 3D CAD technology. They can design anything that you can dream up, they can bring to life. Once you approve the final design, 8 to 11 days, they'll have your piece of jewelry made. They design jewelry every day at Turner's. Every day. Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Go see them. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Train or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions, time is of the essence. At Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens, there are no hassles having your prescriptions transferred or filled. They'll gladly do that for you. They can contact your medical provider or former pharmacy and take all the worry out of your hands. All you have to do is pick it up. No hassle prescriptions at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson and Corner Drugstore in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
Nothing is more frustrating than having a garage door with a mind of its own. Doesn't always go up, won't come down, stops in the middle, and you have to limbo in or out. Not fun. Wayne's Overhead Garage Door is here to rescue you. Wayne's has been handling overhead garage door problems since 1975. More than 40 years of sales and service. That shows you they know what they're doing and they put the customer first. Dependable, on time, and professional. Call Wayne's Overhead Door at 226-9096.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
Road Rage with Walt Tiptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Dipchula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lots to get to. You want to join in, 654-7627. All right. We started on one top question, one key question for every ACC team. We covered Florida State. Their question is their offensive line, clearly. We covered NC State. Their question is their defensive line and the loss of eight starters, but mainly their defensive line. We covered Wake Forest. Their question is their quarterback situation as to whether it's Kendall Hinton or Jamie Newman. We covered Boston College. Their question is Anthony Brown, their quarterback, ready? Is he healthy? Is he ready? We covered Syracuse. They have two issues. They lost their top four linebackers. But their biggest issue and their key question is, how do they replace Steve Ismail and Irvin Phillips? Their defense sucked with or without those linebackers. Their offense is what carried them last year. They lose two physical, talented receivers in Ismail and Irvin Phillips, and who are Dungy's top two targets. And I think that's the key question. How do they replace that firepower on offense? All right. That brings us to Clemson and Louisville, the remaining teams in the ACC Atlantic. Every other team that I've gone over thus far has had a significant question, a question that in most cases, like in the case of Florida State, in the case of NC State, I don't think there's an answer to. Under Clemson, I've written this. I've written quarterback, right side of O-line, tight end threats, safety depth. The thing is, I don't think any of them are really a key question. I don't think quarterback's a key question at all because Clemson has two, maybe three talented quarterbacks. So despite the ongoing debate that occurs daily here at the station, that's not really a key question. It's sort of a given. Clemson should have quality quarterback play regardless. The right side of the O-line, you know, we'll see. You know, I think Pollard, Ankrum, I want to see those guys in their new roles and see how they do. Tight end, we need to see something from that position. You know, maybe Garrett Williams is ready to assume a bigger role there. We'll see. Safety depth, I know is a concern for some. I think Clemson is going to be pretty good there. I don't think it's going to be an enormous issue unless there are injuries. And, of course, that's what depth implies when you raise that question. I don't really have a question for Clemson. I don't have a key question. I have some minor questions, none of which seem overly important. I think that Clemson's going to be all right. I guess if I have to go with one, I might go with the right side of the offensive line until I see it. I guess I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the right side of the offensive line. Again, it's not that I don't believe in Pollard and Ankrum. I think 2 years ago, both of them showed incredible promise. It's just I think each of them may have regressed a little bit last year, and I want to see them take the next step forward, and I want to see Pollard in that position. I want to see Ankrum at right tackle. And so I'm going to say that. I'm going to say the right side of the offensive line. Other than that, it's not exactly a key question. It's a little question when Clemson is concerned. Okay. Louisville, you know, obviously you have Juwan Pass, who we've come to know is, through the interviews that Kellyn Kwok conducted, is known as Puma Pass. Puma Pass is going to be the new quarterback there for Lamar Jackson. I think they're going to be fine there. Becton, the young offensive tackle, is a freak of nature. I think the offensive line is actually going to be improved. I think that Louisville's offense is going to be pretty good. Petrino thinks they're going to be every bit as good as last year. We'll find out. I think that every team that Bobby Petrino puts forward has an offense. So I think that's an area that they're going to be very good at. However, and they'll be balanced. Petrino believes in balance. He always achieves it. I'm not concerned about Louisville on offense. I'm not. I think they're going to score a lot of points. I think their offense is going to be surprisingly good. I think people are going to be surprised at how good Pass is. I think he's better than people understand. I think the biggest question for Louisville is about the youth on defense. They lost three secondary starters. Petrino, I heard him in that interview. He said, you know, well, we're going to be bigger and we're going to be more athletic. That's great. I mean, I'm glad you're going to be bigger and I'm glad you're going to be more athletic. You're also going to be really young, and young players make mistakes. And so my biggest question for Louisville is just the overall youth of the defense, in particular, losing the number of players they lost on the back end of that defense. I think those are questions that Louisville will not be able to answer. I think Louisville's going to score a lot of points, and I think they're going to give up a ton of points. I don't think Louisville's going to win eight games or nine games. I think the offense is good enough to win eight games or nine games, but I think the defense is going to surrender. Here's what I really think. I think Louisville's going to average, you know, 32, 33 points a game, and I think they're going to give up 32 points a game. I think it's going to be a wash. I think that's who they are. So those are the key questions for the ACC Atlantic team. So I want to move to the Coastal. Still to come on today's show, Team 36 in the Road Rage Countdown. Starting with the Coastal, we'll start with Miami. And the key question for Miami is this. How do you replace your defensive line? You lose three quarters of your defensive line starters. You lose your best interior defensive lineman in R.J. McIntosh. This team returns most everybody. So, and they have talent. I mean, in at least in certain offensive skill positions. We'll see if Richards gets back to his freshman form. You know, I think that's going to be key for Miami's offense. We'll see whether Rozier can grow off of last year or whether he's still mired in the way the season ended for him and the way it ended for this football team. But when I look at Miami, the biggest question is clearly the defensive front. They have to replace three of the four starters there and Kulikowski. And that may be the biggest loss of all for Miami. I have said for years now to anyone who's listening to the show that Kulikowski was formerly at Missouri, was the best defensive line coach in the country. Every year, Missouri was putting two defensive ends into the NFL draft who really weren't that great. And they were made better players by Kulikowski. And Kulikowski had an instant impact on the Miami defensive line and defensive linemen. An instant impact. And now he's going on to Alabama. So I think Kulikowski is a major loss for Miami, and he, in combination with losing three of those four defensive linemen, most notably McIntosh from that group, I think that's a problem. And I'm curious to see how Miami fixes that. That's going to go a long way to telling what type of year the Hurricanes really have. So the question for Miami is, how do you replace three of your four defensive linemen and defensive line coach Kulikowski? Question for Virginia Tech. How good is Bud Foster? And what I mean by that is he fundamentally has lost the entire defense. He's not only lost the defense, you know, at one point it was the strength up the middle. It was Tim Settle and, you know, and it was also the obviously the Edmonds brothers and your leading tackler. And then they do have Ricky Walker back. But not only did Virginia Tech lose most of their leading tacklers, but they kicked one off. Another player was expected to be instrumental, was injured. They've had attrition from what they expected to be, in addition to losing all the guys, the Edmonds brothers and Tim Settle and all the players they lost. So the question for Virginia Tech is, how good is Bud Foster? Because I think he's going to have to be really, really good. Like, really incredibly good. Because if he's not, Virginia Tech is going to suck. And all these people who think, you know, again, the people who think Virginia Tech is going to contend in the Coastal, I think, are just totally delusional. The question with Virginia Tech is, do they make a bowl game? And I'm not sure they do. I'm not sure they do. I put them 50th in my poll. I think I put him too high. Georgia Tech. You have a new defensive coordinator, Nate Woody, from App State. He's replacing Ted Roof. I think you're going to see a much more aggressive Georgia Tech defensive style. They're switching to a 3-4. They were passive under Ted Roof. This team had 17 sacks. They didn't have enough tackles for loss. Another question with Georgia Tech is Taquan Marshall, his passing ability. Can he up his completion percentage from 38, whatever it was, to the area of 50? Georgia Tech employs a vertical passing game, but can he improve on those numbers? I think the key question for Georgia Tech is not going to be related to the offense. I think offensively Georgia Tech is going to be a juggernaut. I think they're going to score and score at will. I think it's going to be similar to the Orange Bowl year. They are absolutely loaded in that backfield, and the offensive line is good. Doesn't have great depth, but that'll be the question. I think the biggest question for Georgia Tech is, can the new Nate Woody defense get more pressure, create more negative plays? Because the truth about college football that nobody talks about is nobody can stop anybody. That's the truth. No one stops anybody anymore. The only way you can stop people is by creating tackles for loss, negative yardage plays, to set people behind the chains. If you can't do that, you can't stop anybody. You know why Clemson's so good defensively? Because they create negative plays. That's why. Because no one can stop anybody anymore for four downs and 10 yards. You've got to make them go backwards. Under Ted Roof, there's none of that. The question for Georgia Tech is, Nate Woody is going to be more aggressive. Can Nate Woody and his new scheme and simplifying and turning guys loose, can it allow Georgia Tech to create some negative plays? If it can, Georgia Tech's going to win the Coastal. The question for Pittsburgh. The question for Pittsburgh is, Kenny Pickett what I think he is? At the end of last year, I picked Pittsburgh to beat Miami and warned about Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett tore Miami up through the air and on the ground, dual threat quarterback. They lose Brian O'Neill at left tackle. This team has a new defensive coordinator in Randy Bates. There are some questions with this Pittsburgh football team. But the biggest question is Kenny Pickett what I think he is? If Kenny Pickett is as good as I think he is, Pittsburgh is going to surprise people this year, make a bowl game, and maybe win 7 or 8 games. And I think Pickett is the real deal. I think he's the best quarterback at Pittsburgh in some time. So I'm going to be interested to watch Pickett's evolution. North Carolina. North Carolina's defense last in the ACC in rush defense 5 consecutive years under Larry Fedora. That is astounding. I mean, you couldn't do that if you tried. North Carolina, I mean, there are other teams in the league, Larry. They're last in the ACC in rush defense for 5 consecutive years. Now, the good news for North Carolina is they return, you know, like 8 guys up front. So, you know, you would think that they would be better in that regard. But then again, you know, if you suck, you just suck. And whether you're experienced or not, you just suck. And I think that's a question. I think it's also a question as to whether they go with Chaz Surratt or Nathan Elliott. I've seen it suggested by North Carolina sources that Chaz Surratt could be one of the North Carolina players who gets suspended in this latest issue. But I think the biggest issue that North Carolina faces is the offensive line losses. I know the defense sucks. I know they can't stop anybody on the ground. That's status quo. It's true every year. I think the biggest question is, given all the other issues they have, what about the offensive line losses? Because they already have all these other problems going on. Now you add a new problem going on, and I can't see them winning more than 4 games. I think North Carolina is an absolute train wreck right now, and I don't see it changing. I need to take a quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Down is on. 43 days till Clemson football.
Ryan takes a snap, looks, and now I'm going to take it left side, take off and run with it, get outside the 10 to the 5, looking for the end zone, and into the end zone goes Kelly Bryant. 10th play of the drive upcoming. Bryant takes a snap, gives it to ETN. He's in it for the end zone, and ETN is in.
On the flagship station for Clemson athletics, we are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale. With 50 to 80% savings and limited time specials, save 60% on a great selection of fine jewelry. Get our lowest prices of the season on damask sheets and bedding. 65% off. Save 65 to 70% on luggage closeouts from Samsonite, Delsey, and more. And luxurious hotel collection bath towels and rugs are 60% off. Need it in a hurry? Make your purchase at Macy's.com and get free pickup in store Friday and Saturday. Don't miss Macy's 48-hour sale. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text Red to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
How do you Friday? Whether you're trying to firm up, slim down, feel better, or simply take a break, Smoothie King has the smoothie for you. And with our $5 Fridays, you can Friday with a purpose. 32-ounce smoothies are just $5, and 32-ounce meal replacements are just $6. All blends, all flavors, all Friday. So how do you Friday? Friday like a king. Only at Smoothie King. Smoothies with a purpose. Participating locations, some restrictions may apply.
It's auction time again. Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m., selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. Bid live or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together at the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th. Go Tigers!
Thank you.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. LOL Jesse says, little old school Walt Run. I love it. Yeah, we do that now in the final segment every day. We brought back the YouTube for that purpose. Okay, lots to get to still on the show. We are going over one key question for every ACC team. I'll do this for SEC teams too early next week. So if you're a fan of the SEC, we'll do that as well. We've covered everybody in the league except for Virginia and one other we'll get to. The Virginia Cavs and what their key question is. Well, I mean, they have a number of questions. One of their questions is, how do they replace former five-star guys like Andrew Brown and Quinn Blanding? Blanding was a very good football player. Micah Kizer in the middle of that defense, that's a big loss. They lost three stalwarts of that Virginia defense. That would concern me if I'm a Virginia Cav fan, but they do have Bronco Mendenhall, and he's a defensive genius, and I think he'll find a way to still be good on defense. I think the real question for Virginia is relates to the quarterback situation, where last year Kirk Benkirk was very good. He was inconsistent, but he was still good. He made a lot of NFL-type throws when he played his best. Now, Virginia, I should say, is high on his replacement. His replacement is going to be Bryce Perkins. Perkins is a JC transfer. He's athletic. He's a dual threat guy. He's a completely different type of quarterback than Kirk Benkirk was. I think he fits schematically what Virginia wants to do offensively better than Benkirk did. But I need to see him play. All I see on him is old film, and there's just not enough to go by. So given the losses they had on defense, the offense is going to have to continue to score as it did last year with Benkirk at quarterback. I think Virginia's biggest question is, does the new look Virginia offense with Bryce Perkins at quarterback as a dual threat player, is that offense as effective as Benkirk's was a year ago? Let me get to Jeff on the Northland Communication phone lines. And before we get out of here, we will tell you who Team 36 is in the Road Rage countdown to a national champion. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing good. Real quick, so I know you got to get to your countdown, but you're going over your, I guess, each team and their weakness in the ACC. I thought the coaching, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I could be, but I thought the coaching was getting better in the ACC, but Larry Fedora, the guy for Louisville, Petrino. We won't even get into Petrino and his antics. And then probably, now that Butch Jones has been fired, probably my least favorite coach in college football and one of my least favorite coaches of all time, Dave Doran. I mean, I hope NC State keeps him forever. I mean, that'd be awesome. But, and I think Rick is good. I like Rick. I think he's a nice guy. I wouldn't put him as elite. I'd say he's, you know, maybe in the second tier of coaches.
Yeah, so, you know, I think you raise a good point. I mean, I do think the coaches have gotten better. I think, like you, I believe it, a change is going to be made at North Carolina at the end of the season. So I think this is Fedora's last year. I don't think he helped himself at ACC Media Days with the things he said either. I mean, I think there's already a reason to fire him. So I don't think he helped himself in that regard. As far as Doran's concerned, you know.
Oh, God, Doran.
Yeah, Doran doesn't come off as a likable guy. Now, you can get away with that, and you can lack personality as long as you produce. Now, last year, they were pretty good. They had a good season. They've competed with Clemson as well as anybody in the league from a score standpoint the last few years. But I think this is a key year for him because I think it's a directional year for his program. He loses all those guys on the defense, especially the defensive front. Does that team stay where they were? Are they able to hold as like an 8-win team, or do they regress? And if they regress, then you have to wonder whether anyone is going to go there to play for him.
I would call Jeff Scott. I would fire Fedora, and I would call Tony Elliott or Jeff Scott and offer them that job. Last thing, Paul Johnson. In fairness to him, I don't think he can recruit the players at Georgia Tech. I think their academic standards are probably a little higher than most teams. But his 1940s, 1950s offense, if I was a Georgia Tech fan, I'd be going crazy. I mean, that is the worst offense in Division I college football to watch. Do you agree with me on that?
No.
Especially if you don't have players. If you don't have players, you have average talent, it's like going to the dentist and getting a root canal.
See, I don't see it that way at all. I actually think that it's the most beautiful offense to watch. I think the timing and all the elements of that offense that have to work perfectly to make it run and not to put the ball on the floor every time is almost impossible. And he's done it better than anyone has ever done it. And so, you know, again, you know, look, it was just a couple years back that he won the Orange Bowl. And when he did, that offense was the number one ranked efficiency offense in the history of college football. Number one third down, number one fourth down, number one conversions, every category. It was the top ranked offense. And down the stretch, they beat four 10-win teams. So, you know, look, he needs some component parts, and that's the issue. And you're right about the recruiting. Georgia Tech, but what they have now is, look, the last effective AD they had there was Dan Radakovich. When Radakovich left, they made terrible decisions. They hired a guy who wouldn't put any money into the football program, and now they finally have a guy who's doing something in that regard, so we'll see. They're trying to catch up a little in that regard.
Please keep Paul Johnson there. Please keep that 1800s offense there, and we will beat them down by 20 points every time.
Well, that might be Jeff, but Jeff, do you know, first of all, Clemson beats everybody.
Please.
Clemson beats everybody down by 20 points. Yeah, do you know what coach in the ACC has the best record against Clemson? You want to guess?
Let me guess. Paul Johnson.
Yeah, 5-6.
Yeah, 5-6. All right, well, I can tell you this right now. The tides turned. I mean, obviously South Carolina had a good run against Dabo early in his career, but the bottom line is I really think teams have figured Paul Johnson out. And in fairness to him, like I said, he can't get the talent. He's not getting five-star Alabama running backs to come play.
No, that's true.
Because obviously at Alabama, you had to wait, make like a 500 SAT to get in. But I mean, it's a, you know, as you can tell, I can't stand Alabama.
Yeah, I got
either.
That. Jeff, I'm going
to run. Yeah.
Good job. Right, you know, we'll see. I think what you're going to see from Georgia Tech this year is the most explosive offense that they've had since the Orange Bowl year. They're loaded. The whole backfield's loaded. He has two B-backs. That was a feature element of the Orange Bowl team, and he has a quarterback that's perfectly suited to run his offense. So I think you're going to see that. I think the question with Georgia Tech is going to be on the defensive end and whether they can get pressure. I think that's going to be the question. That's what they were unable to do with Ted Roof because Ted Roof was just a hyper-conservative coach. I can't believe somebody else hired Ted Roof, to be honest. And they're actually applauding that hire. We still have team 36 to get to. I also want to get Wildman in here before the end of the show. We are going to try and do that. But let's do this now, Ramona, so we don't run out of time. Let's get to team 36 and the official Road Rage countdown. Ramona, and team number 36 is, I think this one's going to surprise people.
Yeah.
The Duke Blue Devils. You know, I think this is going to be one of Cutcliffe's better teams. Defensively, at ACC Media Days, Cutcliffe talked about how he thinks this is going to be his best defense. And you might hear that and think, well, I've heard him say that before, but do you know this? Do you know that Duke was ranked in the top 20 last year in defense? They were 20th or 21st in the nation in defense. Duke, where they struggled was their offense, which is supposed to be Cutcliffe's area of expertise. Daniel Jones, who 2 years ago at 6'5", with all of his ability, looked like he was a blossoming great quarterback, and that with David Cutcliffe tutoring him, you knew that he was going to take a massive step forward last year and get better, and that Duke was going to get better as a result. The only thing is, none of that happened. What actually happened is that Duke's defense kept them in games all year long, and all those cats are back. Whether it's Giles Harris in the middle, whether it's that defensive front, which Cutcliffe believes is the best he's had, and I believe it as well. I think his front seven on defense is going to be very good. Very good. Like, maybe top 15, 16 in the country good at Duke, which is almost impossible. So then the question reverts back to Cutcliffe's area of expertise, the offense, which he didn't have last year. Daniel Jones, under David Cutcliffe's direction, clearly regressed. He completed 56% of his passes. His TD to interception ratio was like 1-1. His yards per attempt went down to like 5.5, which is dreadful. Daniel Jones played like crap last year. And he has way more ability. And again, with Cutcliffe tutoring him, it's hard to understand. It really is one of the most surprising elements of the ACC last year. That's going to be the question with Duke. They are team 36 in my countdown. If Jones improves, they're going to be tough. Ramona, quickly, give me their schedule.
Okay, they have Army at home.
When?
Northwestern. They go to Northwestern.
And Baylor. They get both of them on the road. They beat them both at home last year.
Then they have North Carolina Central at home.
Okay.
Virginia Tech at home.
When?
Then they go to Georgia Tech.
Loss.
Then they have Virginia at home. Then they go to Pitt. Then they go to Miami. Then they have North Carolina at home. Then they go to Clemson. And then they have Wake Forest at home.
Yeah. I think Duke is going to win like eight games. And I think they're going to surprise people. And as such, they're team number 36 in the Road Rage Countdown. Let me tell you about Thomas Barbecue. You should head there now. Brock and Beth bought Thomas from the original owner. They do catering, tailgates, parties, absolutely everything. Call ahead. They'll hook you up. Football season's here. You want to be the star of your tailgate? That's how you do it. They just redid the store in the storefront. They're your home for your Cheerwine National Champion Barbecue Sauce. If you think that sauce sounds good, it tastes even better than it sounds. They smoke their wings, have it down to a science, smoke them for 2 hours, fry them for 60 seconds, toss them in any of the eight sauces. They do fresh sides and desserts, including the legendary banana pudding. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime at all. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, behind Lowe's, 864-288-2652, 864-288-2652. I'm done. I apologize. Wild man, call me back Monday. I'll see you then.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Flash. I'm Rich Ackerman. A huge boost for the Colts before they open training camp next week. As GM Chris Ballard said, quarterback Andrew Luck is good to go. He'll have no restrictions and will be taking reps with the starters when they open their first training camp under new head coach Frank Reich next week. The Red Sox were baseball's best team in the first half by far, winning 68 games, and they opened the second half of the season in Detroit with David Price on the mound going for his 11th win. The Yankees, as good as they've been, they're 4.5 games back, and they will be taking on the Mets momentarily as the Subway Series final installment of the season gets underway, this time in the Bronx with Domingo Germán going up against Noah Syndergaard. In that matchup, also getting underway in the American League, the Blue Jays host the Orioles with Manny Machado no longer in that lineup. The Dodgers will be in Milwaukee, and that one gets underway in an hour as Machado, the four-time All-Star, will make his debut in an L.A. uniform. Also getting underway at the top of the hour will be Atlanta and Washington. Philadelphia hosts San Diego. The Phillies open the day with a half-game lead over the Braves in the NL East. The Nationals are 5.5 back, and the Reds will host the Pirates. Earlier, it was the Cardinals over the Cubs. 18-5, Matt Carpenter homered three times, drove in seven. He was 5-for-5 with four runs scored. The Cubs used three position players to finish up the final three innings on the mound. At the British Open, the leaders are Zach Johnson and Kevin Kisner at 6-under par by one shot over Tommy Fleetwood, Pat Perez, and Xander Schauffele. Rory McIlroy at 4-under and Jordan Spieth, the defending champ, at 3-under. I'm Rich Ackerman.
The Senior League World Series returns to the J.B. Red Owens Sports Complex in Easley starting July 28th, and you could be there. Listen to 105.5 The Roar WCCP for your chance to win tickets to the championships to see tomorrow's baseball stars today.
July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly southern flavors. To find out more, go to clemsonsbest.com.
Get equipped for anything with a John Deere 3025E compact tractor from Ag Pro. It's equipped with a low price of $139 per month. And we have all the attachments you'll ever need. Request a quote at agproco.com. Offer ends 7/31/18, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Finance. 20% down payment required. Taxes, freight, setup, and delivery charges could increase monthly payments. See dealer for details.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Do you really know Joe? He may not be who you think he is, but he delivers consistent product, great hospitality, great atmosphere, great everything, and of course, great pizza. You see, Joe's New York Pizza, with locations in Seneca and Clemson, doesn't rely on some special gimmick of the month. Joe does great pizza, subs, and fresh salads made with fresh ingredients. That's who Joe is. You know him. He's all about the sauce. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square in Clemson, and Seneca on Highway 123.
When it comes to filling your prescriptions,